大家好，我是 Daphne。
Hi, I'm Bill。
一般人都认为父母爱孩子是天经地义的事情，那么动物呢，他们是不是也同样爱他们的孩子呢？Bill, do you think animal parents love their babies as humans do?
Well, I think they do. I've got a little story that's all about just that subject. When I was young, we had a dog in the family that was a wonderful dog. Her name was Nibbles. Nibbles had maybe 5 or 6 different groups of puppies. We call them litters, actually. And so she had many, many babies.One day we were all in the living room watching a TV show about a mother dog, and the mother dog had some puppies that came on the TV, and they were all talking, but you know, when a puppy barks, when it makes some noise, it has a very small voice. It sounds very high. Well, when they were barking on the TV, Nibbles came running into the room, looking everywhere, trying to find the puppies. So I think she was probably missing her puppies.
刚才 Bill 提到他们家养了一只小狗，这只小狗的名字呢叫做 Nibbles, N-I-B-B-L-E-S, N-I-B-B-L-E-S, Nibbles。那么这只小狗呢也非常喜欢看电视，特别是当电视上出现了有狗在那个地方吵闹或者是叫的时候呢，它会非常的兴奋，它一定是一只非常可爱的狗。今天我们的主题呢就跟狗相关，而且我们要谈到的是 The Love of Animal Parents。接下来就请 Bill 把今天的文章为我们念一次。
Whether it is human-like love for their offspring or just out of instinct, parents in the wild are doing extraordinary deeds for their babies. The animal kingdom is full of acts of parental blank one. Meet Lydia, a Christmas Island frigate bird, for instance. Blank two just the right food for her baby, she flies 4,000 kilometers over smoking Indonesian volcanoes and some of Asia's busiest shipping lanes.Blank 3. Emperor penguins search high and low, putting their lives in danger, to fill the rumbling tummies of their little ones. It is amazing to see how similar we mammals can be. Just blank 4, a human family will give babies lots of affection. All the family members in an elephant herd shower calves with attention. Blank 5 as allomothering. This contributes to a warm and encouraging environment for growth. There is even critter daycare.Within a group of dolphins, mothers often rely on a close relative to watch over their young, blank 6, taking a break. In the air, on land, or under the deep blue sea, animal parents go far beyond the call of duty to blank 7 their babies get what they need. After all, with their tender loving care, life does not have to be so hard.
原来 animal parents 也跟人类一样对他们的 baby 呢是呵护有加的。接下来我们就仔细地来看一看今天的文章。
Alright, well the first sentence here is going to kind of introduce our story by saying whether it is human-like love for their offspring or just out of instinct, parents in the wild are doing extraordinary deeds for their babies. We kind of tell a lot about what our story will be here in this one sentence. We're saying that we're going to talk about parents in the wild, how they do extraordinary deeds,and then give a possible couple of reasons, the human-like love or just out of instinct. So basically, we're learning that we're going to talk about what animal parents are like. Now, if you're a parent, an animal parent, or a human, one of the words you can use for your babies, for your children, is offspring. So we're saying whether these animal parents really love their babies just like humans do,Or they do it because of instinct, because of just natural things that make you do certain behaviors, kind of like how birds will fly south for the winter. All of these parents that are in the wild, out there in nature, they're doing these extraordinary deeds. And something that's extraordinary is really incredible and wonderful, different than you would expect. And a deed, of course, is a thing you do, so these are really great things they're doing for their babies.
这篇文章是属于说明文的方式，所以第一句话呢就道出了我们今天的主题，也就是 The Love of Animal Parents。 第一句话由 whether or 这一个连接词片语连接一个附属子句，它的意思呢是不管是 A 或者是 B。 那么主要子句呢是 Parents in the wild are doing extraordinary deeds for their babies。 Extraordinary 这个形容词修饰后面的 deeds 表示这些行为呢都是非常特别的。至于 whether or 它所连接的部分呢，我们来看看 whether 后面是一个子句， 这个子句是 It's human-like love for their offspring. 那么 or 后面虽然接的是一个片语，但是它是由这个子句所简化而来的。原来应该是 It is just out of instinct. 不管他们对后代的爱跟人类一样，或者是出于本能。Instinct 这个字呢，刚才 Bill 解释过，比方说 birds fly south in winter， 冬天的时候鸟会往南飞，这就是一种本能。
Okay, so we're learning that these animal parents do all these extraordinary deeds, and we're going to kind of say that in one quick sentence, talk about what kinds of extraordinary deeds they do and kind of give a reason why they're doing it in the next. The animal kingdom is full of acts of parental blank one. So this sentence also has our first blank we're going to have to fill in.Now, when we say the animal kingdom, it's interesting because we're talking about all the animals out there, and we're saying it's almost like they live in this country where they have a king. And this is an old idea. Many people have said the lion is the king of the jungle. But there's another reason we're also saying this, because it's the way that we separate living things using science. Animals belong to one kingdom, plants belong to another, insects belong to another. And the whole idea then is that all the animals in the kingdom, out of all those animals, there's many of these acts of parental something. An act is a thing that someone has done. And by saying parental, we're talking about having to do with being a parent. So what is it they're doing being a parent that's so interesting and great? Well, they're being selfless, basically. So we want to say acts of parental selflessness. It's choice B.
接下来这个句子呢，它的动词片语是 is full of， 也就是充满了。主词讲到的是动物王国，充满了什么呢？是 acts 啊，这里是一个可数名词，意思是行为。接下来有一个介系词片语形容前面这些行为，因为前面呢我们讲到是一些特别的行为，通常是正面的，是好的，所以这个 parental 因为是形容词，所以后面我们要加上一个名词。在这里我们仔细看一看，第一个 intuition 呢不合适，再来 disbelief跟 contempt 呢都是负面的意思，所以我们要填的是 parental selfishness， 也就是父母的无私。
Okay, well, let's think of our writing style here. What's the structure that we want to usually use? We introduce our main idea with an interesting sentence. We give the main idea in the last sentence of the first paragraph, kind of the theme, and then we have to give examples that support that main idea, and that's what we do in this second paragraph.Meet Lydia, a Christmas Island frigate bird, for instance, is the first sentence. So we've got this Christmas Island. It's an island that's out there in the world, a pretty interesting island, actually, beautiful tropical kind of island. And there's a frigate bird, which is a really big bird that goes out and flies over the ocean, named Lydia, and we're going to learn how she's a great parent.
因为刚才我们提到动物对子女呢，他们有无私的爱，所以接下来我们就要举例说明了。我们第一个例子呢，举的是 Lydia， 它是一只鸟，它的名字呢叫做 Christmas Island Frigate Bird。
Okay, so what does Lydia do? Well, blank to just the right food for her baby. She flies 4,000 kilometers over smoking Indonesian volcanoes and some of Asia's busiest shipping lanes. Wow, so we're learning what she does, and I think we're learning the reason. She wants to find just the right food. So when you say just the right food, we're talking about the best food for her baby, the kind her baby really needs, because it's the right kind of food for her baby.And listen, she flies 4,000 kilometers, so she really moves very far every day to find that food. She flies over smoking Indonesian volcanoes, so those mountains that are putting out fire and smoke in Indonesia, and some of Asia's busiest shipping lanes. Now, a shipping lane is kind of like a road on the ocean.Of course, there's not any roads out there, but the idea is most of the boats will move across the ocean in the same general area, because that's how you can get across the ocean the fastest. Those are called shipping lanes because they're carrying things. They're shipping material back and forth. Okay, so we got to fill in that blank, and I kind of said it earlier. The correct choice there is D, to find just the right food for her baby.
这只 Christmas Island Frigate Bird 对他的子女做了些什么样的事情呢？前面一开始这个地方我们先暂时搁下来，看看后面的主要子句的部分。 She 呢指的是这种鸟， She flies 4,000 kilometers over 后面接两个受词，它要飞行4000公里。在什么上飞行呢？ Over 后面接的有火山，还有 shipping lanes 呢， 就是 roads on the ocean, 就像是淡水的蓝色公路。那么再回过头来看看做这些行为它的目的呢，当然我们来从选项可以知道是不定词片语，也就是 to find, 目的是为了要找到 just the right food for her baby。那么这里的 just 呢是一个加强语气的用法， to find 呢就等于 in order to find。
Blank 3, Emperor penguins search high and low, putting their lives in danger to fill the rumbling tummies of their little ones. So it sounds like the emperor penguins are doing the same thing that the frigate birds do, because they are searching high and low to fill the rumbling tummies of their little ones, to find food for their babies. We'll talk about how we say that in just a moment. First, let's fill in this blank. Now, I said it sounds like we're talking about the same thing.Emperor penguins also search very far for food for their babies. So we want to find a word that kind of means in the same way, and the correct choice here would be A, likewise. So likewise, these emperor penguins are searching high and low. When you say search high and low, the idea is you're looking everywhere, and you're putting a lot of energy into searching for something. It's like you go to the highest mountaintop to look, and maybe the lowest valley or the lowest ocean.So they do this, and they're putting their lives in danger. When you put something in danger, like your life or someone else's life, it means that you do something that could be dangerous to them or for yourself. The emperor penguins, of course, are going out there into a very difficult place to live in Antarctica at the bottom of the ocean, where it's very cold and it's very icy, and they can die. They can also get eaten by seals. So they're putting themselves in danger just to find food for their babies, to fill the rumbling tummies of their little ones. Little ones is a nice little way to say babies. And when you say rumbling, well, that means that it's making this low, rolling, loud kind of noise. And, well, I know my tummy rumbles when I'm really hungry, and that's the idea here. These babies are hungry, and the emperor penguins are looking everywhere to find them food.
接下来我们介绍另外一种动物叫做 Emperor Penguins。 那么这句话的动词呢是 search high and low 的意思就是表示 search everywhere， 也就是你花很多的精力到处去寻找，寻找的目的呢是后面这个不定词片语To fill the rumbling tummies of their little ones。 这里的 little ones 呢就指的是 their babies。Rumbling 呢是形容饥肠辘辘肚子发出来的声音。那么这些 emperor penguins 呢也是为了他们的下一代非常辛苦的去寻找食物，而且后面呢又接上一个现在分词片语，强调他们还会 putting their lives in danger， 让他们的生命呢处在危险当中。所以这种鸟呢跟前面的 frigate bird 比较起来，他们做的是类似的行为，因此这里我们需要有一个副词来说明这两种动物呢同样辛苦的替他们的下一代觅食。所以我们的选项要选 likewise， 它是一个副词，等于 similarly 或者是 in the same way。
You know, Daphne, reading this last sentence reminds me of this movie that I saw that was all about this idea about the emperor penguins and how they do so much for their babies. It was called The March of the Penguins or something like that, a French movie that came out this last year. It was really great movie. You saw this love of animal parents.
刚才 Bill 提到呢，他看过一部法国电影，这部电影的名字呢叫做 The March of the Penguins。 电影里头呢就描述企鹅对他们子女的爱。接下来我们休息一下，待会儿再来看第三段跟第四段。
Welcome back to English Digest, everyone. Today we've got a great story all about the love of animal parents. Daphne and I have been talking about the Christmas Island frigate birds and also emperor penguins. Christmas Island, I always wonder if they have really good Christmas there with Santa Claus and all the reindeers and the frigate birds, of course. But the idea we're talking about today is that these animal parents, like these two birds, will do a lot for their children. They'll do extraordinary deeds. Now, here in the third paragraph, we're going to learn that it's not just birds, it's also mammals that can be great parents.
没错，我们刚才介绍了鸟类，接着呢，我们要来介绍另外一种动物，也就是哺乳类的动物。
Okay, so in this third paragraph, we start out by saying it is amazing to see how similar we mammals can be. So we do want to make this connection between mammals and these birds. So what does that mean to be a mammal? Well, a mammal is a kind of animal, just like we have reptiles and we have birds and a few other kinds as well. Reptiles would be snakes and lizards and things like that. Mammals would be animals like us and like the animals we're familiar with. So we have people and dogs and cats and horses and elephants and tigers and bears and all the animals that you really think of when you think of a lot of places like North America and Africa, the big animals. So we're saying it's amazing to see how similar we mammals can be. And of course, we mean similar to the birds that we just talked about in the second paragraph.
It is amazing that it 呢，它是一个假主词，真主词是后面的不定词片语 to see how similar we mammals can be. 因为前面我们提到鸟类呢，它们是非常类似的。这里我们要讲到的是哺乳类动物之间呢也非常的类似。这件事情是很神奇的，人就是属于哺乳类动物的一种。
Well, just blank for a human family will give babies lots of affection. All the family members in an elephant herd shower calves with attention. So we want to make another comparison here. We've got that blank to fill in, and the word before it is just. So we know that we're going to have something in blank for that's talking about how two things are similar or different. Now, what are the two things? A human family, and they will give babies lots of affection.Affection is this feeling of closeness, a feeling of kind of like love and caring and kindness that you might have for another person. In fact, it's a thing that you can show, it's a thing you can give, and it's just this idea you can talk about. So if you give someone a lot of affection, it means that you care for them and you do nice things for them. If you show affection, it could mean that you hug or kiss or something like that. We're saying that human families will give babies lots of affection.And in the same way, all the family members or all the people, well, actually elephants in an elephant family, because they're in an elephant herd, which is a group of elements, they shower calves with attention. So when we fill in this blank again, we need to be talking about how two things are similar. And if you say just as one thing is true, another thing is also true, you can do just that. So the correct choice here is C.Now let's quickly talk about showering calves with attention. I mean, first of all, what's a calf? Well, a calf is basically a baby animal of certain kinds. So an elephant baby you can call a calf. Of course, you can also call a cow baby a calf. And the elephants are showering these calves with attention. So that means they're kind of pouring a lot of attention on the babies, just like a lot of water pours on you in a shower.
接下来这个句子空格之后呢接的是两个子句一个是 A human family will give babies lots of affection Give 是一个授予动词 Babies 呢是它的间接受词而直接受词呢是后面的 lots of affection 非常多的关爱接下来这个子句它的动词是 shower Shower 在这里当动词来用它的意思呢是给予那么主词呢是 all the family members 这些 family members 呢后面又有一个介系词片语告诉我们他们是在 in an elephant herd 那么 calves 呢就指的是小象它也可以指的是小牛 shower calves with attention 就是给予这些小象呢非常多的关心关爱 shower 这个字呢我们刚讲可以当动词来用我们再举一些其他的例子
He showered his loved one with diamonds and emeralds.
这句话的意思是他大方地送给心爱的人钻石和翡翠。
This pop idol was showered with fans' compliments.
这个偶像歌手得到许多歌迷的赞美。
Honors and awards have been showered on Taiwan-born director Ang Lee.
台湾出生的导演李安已经获得了不少荣誉以及奖项。Shower 除了当动词来用，在英美国家也可以当名词来用，它指的是在某种场合的一种送礼会，例如
A baby shower, an engagement shower, a bridal shower, a wedding shower.
看过了这两个句子之后呢我们再回过来看看选项我们要选填哪一个字因为两个子句我们需要有一个连接词来连接所以呢这里可以当连接词的选项只有 as 至于前面这个 just 呢是一种加强语气的用法就如同
Well blank five as allomothering This contributes to a warm and encouraging environment for growth So we're talking about this whole idea of showering affection on all the calves in an elephant herd. And it's called allomothering. So we want to fill in blank five with something that tells us what a word means. The correct word to use then is D, known. Because you can say known as and give the name of some idea and then explain what it is or talk about it. So this idea of giving a lot of attention to babies that aren't your own but that are connected to your group is known as or called allomothering. And it contributes to a warm and encouraging environment for growth. When something contributes to something like this, it means it helps it happen, it gives it some support. So doing this allomothering is going to make this warm and encouraging environment.
接下来这个句子的主词是 this 呢指的是前面象家族的成员给小象很多的关爱这件事情。This contributes to a warm and encouraging environment for growth. Contribute to 这个动词片语的意思就是形成，那么这种关爱呢就形成了一种非常好的环境。For growth 呢说明这个环境是适合生长的。再回过头来看，我们前面呢要选填的是 known as allomothering， 这个是一个过去分词片语，当作形容词来使用，修饰句子的主词 this， 说明呢这种行为就叫做 allomothering。
So in the mammal group here, we have allomothering, and we even have critter daycare. When you say there is even something or we even have something, you really want to show how surprising it is or kind of give extra information that there is this thing, even this thing exists. What is it? It's called critter daycare. Critter is just a word that you can use to talk about animals, usually small animals or cute or interesting animals. You'd use it when you want to really do some interesting writing or speak in an interesting way. So we've got critter daycare. And what is daycare? Well, that's usually when someone takes care of a baby while the mom is at work. And we see that in the animal world, just like it says in the next sentence. Within a group of dolphins, mothers often rely on a close relative to watch over their young, blank six, taking a break. So we have a group of dolphins, and we're saying within this group or inside the group, the mothers will rely on a close relative to watch over their young. When you rely on someone to do something, it means that you count on them. And that basically means that you trust them to do something for you. That thing must be done. It's a very important thing to do. I mean, here we're talking about watching over their young. So the mothers are letting a close relative, like maybe a sister or a brother dolphin, take care of their babies. And they rely on them to do it because that's the mother's job, but the mother has to go do something else. What's the mother going to do? Well, we see a blank here, blank six, taking a break. Now, this is happening at the same time. So if we can find a word that means two things can happen at the same time, that'd work best. And look, choice B is while, so we'd say that the mothers rely on close relatives to watch over their young while taking a break.
除了 allomothering 之外呢，还有 critter daycare。critter 呢指的是小的可爱的动物。那么 daycare 如果用在人的上面的话，我们指的是托儿所。动物的世界里头呢，也有所谓的 critter daycare。下面举例说明 ，within a group of dolphins, mothers often rely on a close relative。后面的不定词片语呢，表示目的。那么这一些海豚的母亲呢，会仰赖一个近亲来做什么呢 ？To watch over their young。Their young 呢就指的是 their babies。那么后面我们看到 taking a break， 也就是表示当这些海豚的妈妈他们休息的时候，因此这个句子我们需要一个连接词表示时间，也就是 while taking a break。
Okay, let's see. We had our introduction and our main idea in the first paragraph. Second and third paragraphs were examples that support that main idea, the fact that animals do many things for their babies.Last paragraph then should conclude, should wrap everything up, and that's just what it does. In the air, on land, or under the deep blue seas, animal parents go far beyond the call of duty to blank seven their babies get what they need. Now this sentence is just once again saying our main idea, that animals take care of their babies and do a lot to do that. In fact, we're re-saying this idea in an interesting way. I mean, where do you find animals? They fly, they walk on the ground, and they swim. So no matter where they are, I mean, where else could they be? Maybe in space, I guess. They will go far beyond the call of duty to do something for their babies. When you go beyond the call of duty, go beyond what's expected, go beyond something like that, it means you do more than that second thing. The call of duty is this idea that you have something you should do, you're responsible for, your duty, and you are called upon to do it. So if you go beyond the call of duty, you're doing more than you need to do or than is expected. What are they doing? Well, of course, they're taking care of their babies, so they want to ensure their babies get what they need. Because when you ensure something happens, you make sure that thing actually happens.
最后一段呢是我们的结论。那么一开始呢有一个表地方的介系词片语告诉我们，不管是在空中、在地上或者是在海里， Animal parents go far beyond the call of duty. Go beyond 这个动词片语的意思是超越。那么 far 呢在这里是一个加强语气的用法，远远的超越。超越的受词呢是后面这个 the call of duty， 也就是天职。如果超越过你的天职，表示呢你做的比你应该要做的还要多。那么这些动物的父母为什么这么做呢？后面的不定词片语表示目的 to ensure， ensure 后面接一个子句作为 ensure 的受词，他们为了要确保 their babies get what they need.
After all, with their tender loving care, life does not have to be so hard. You know, the after all is wrapping everything up. Tender loving care, of course, is this love that parents will give to their babies.Tender means really nice and caring, so they're giving their babies a lot of love, and if they do that, life won't be so hard for the babies.
一点也没错，最后一句话呢提到 after all， 那么 with their tender loving care， 这是一个介系词片语，当成副词来用。 with 呢在这里的意思是有了，有了他们这种温柔的关怀。 their 呢指的是动物的父母。在这种情况之下呢， life does not have to be so hard， 当然生活就不会这么样的辛苦了。从今天的文章我们可以知道呢，动物的父母跟人类的父母一样，他们会为了他们的孩子呢付出他们的心力，主要的目的呢就是希望他们的下一代能够健健康康的长大。我们今天就介绍到这里。 Until next time, my name's Daphne.
And I'm Bill. Goodbye.
Goodbye.